May the Lord help us to commence the solemn worship of God by singing hymn number 858. 858. Backsliding souls, return to God. Your faithful God is gracious still. Leave the false ways ye long have trod, for God will your backslidings heal. Hymn 858.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach, and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous, and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, and neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let us pray. Most holy, almighty, eternal, everlasting, ever gracious, ever merciful, ever wise, Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, will deliver us from just rushing into thy presence, heedless of who we are, where we are, our lives, our sinnership, how we've been. May we come to thee in humble prayer as taught of the Holy Ghost, that eternal teaching concerning our sinnership and concerning thy tremendous blessed grace. Thus we are drawn. May we truly know in our hearts we are being drawn by thy appearing, thy leading, thy calling to our soul. And that response, Lord, in our heart is love to thee, utter dependence upon thee, pleading the fullness of grace that is with thee, great God of heaven, in thine only begotten Son, whom thou hast provided for the lost, for vile sinners, for them that are afar off, that they might know thee and rejoice in hope and enter in to the blessedness, the blessed estate of thy great salvation. So teach us now how to pray, how to draw near. Lord, we will come in all humility and confession of our sins, absolute confession, forsaking. Lord, may we know the drawings of the Holy Ghost. May we know the leadings of the Spirit to know the truth, even in that opening hymn, that blessed hymn. O Lord, we thank thee for the hymn. O Lord, thou knowest every case and heart before thee. O Lord, we have proved thee so good so many times, and we're still coming. To whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe, Lord, and are sure. Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. So help us now, we pray. May we come in living faith, with living desires, as poor, as needy, as wretched, as undone as we feel to be. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Lord, what a glorious covering, what a glorious cleansing, what a glorious renewing. Oh, what a glorious salvation, what a glorious righteousness. So help us now to come and be calling upon thee at this time of evening worship. Or may we be found as led by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, do lead, direct, and help, and grant thy divine direction. Or may we be humble. Give us grace to lean hard, to look to thee to fight all our battles, to look to thee with singleness of iron heart, with faith, with trust, with gratitude, with thankfulness. O Lord, increase our faith. May we be depending on thee. O Lord, we ask thou thy help now and thy blessing. Remember us as we gather this evening hour. O Lord, bless thy word even among the friends of Black Boys this day. How disappointed we were this afternoon, not able to get in to the service for some unknown reason. O Lord, so thou knowest, bless what was attended to, but we beg thy help now, the omnipresent God. So, Lord, do help us, as we would now draw near in worship. Bless the dear friends at Swavesey. O Lord, do bless them together as a church and people. Remember our dear friends, the deacons that bear office. Strengthen them, help them. O Lord, uphold them, give wisdom, speak to their hearts and lead them in all things. Keep them together in thy fear. Bless the church, the congregation, and bless thy servants that go amongst them with a thus saith the Lord. May they be that blessing, that prophet. O Lord, we pray thy blessing on them. Remember, Lord, thy people, where'er they meet this evening hour. Remember thy aged saints. O Lord, eternity is near. It is evening time. Shine. Shine, O Son of Righteousness. O do visit their souls and assure them to know thou art with them. Remember all in middle life in the heat and burden of the day. Do truly help them to cast all their care on thee and unbosom their mind unto thee. Draw them to thy wounded side, under the shadow of thy cross, and to thy feet. Lord, remember all in affliction, pain, suffering, a number we know. Thank thee where there have been healing mercies. There are those under medical appointments, those with appointments deferred, those with other serious conditions. Pray for those healing mercies. May these trials this time be drawing our hearts closer to know our Redeemer liveth and to know thou reignest May we know the preciousness of that word. I am the Lord that healeth thee, but undertake for all those in great need at this time. We think, Lord, of among thy people, thy ones with this virus, who have had this virus. We thank thee where there have been healing mercies. Be gracious to those still suffering and grant them that full recovery. We humbly pray. Lord, remember our young people going forth in life. Recall them by thy grace, quicken them into life. Those going forth in business and study, prosper them, open doors for them, but may they know thy call. May they hear thy voice. Bless the young people that attend the Sunday schools. Bless that instruction of teachers. May thy word follow our young people and keep them in thy fear in their young days. Bless those under homeschooling and those that return to school in due time. May thy word be with them. Lord, remember parents, give wisdom, understanding to nurture their children in thy fear. Lord, remember those who have departed from thy house. May they be true prodigals to return. Bless the little ones, the sweet babes. Remember widows, widowers, those who plough a lonely furrow, those with in deep waters, those in bereavement, those in mourning and loss. Undertake for them. Remember Zion. Bless thy servants on the walls of Zion. O Lord, do bless thy servants on the walls of Zion. Think of those who may never preach again. Are they not dear to thee? Those in affliction, raise up, we beseech thee. Those recently gone forth, do bless them and encourage them. Bless the pastors, those that are itinerating at this time and where thy services are not held. Undertake, Lord, grant further openings. Appear for us in the churches. Return to us as a group of churches. We humbly beseech thee. Remember the editors of our denominational magazines. Secretaries of our societies, bless them in their labours. But Lord, remember thy one spiritual Israel in this land. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy people scattered through the earth, in this land and through the earth. Where they meet, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Many in deprivation, famine, affliction, war, persecution, pray for them continually. We hardly understand what they suffer. O Lord, grant them that deliverance. Those in deprivation, famine, affliction, undertake. And those suffering in this pandemic, we pray for them, Lord. Thou knowest thy people. Have compassion, we pray. Stay the plague, stay the plague. Lord, rule over the nations, intervene for Zion. And for Zion's deliverance, we believe thou will. But Lord, there are these trials in these solemn days. Lord, remember us in the nation. Have mercy in England. O Lord, may many be turning to thee in this nation. This time of trial and a disruption and all things are shaking. Have mercy on us in the nation. Preserve thy people still. And may we be looking to thee. O Lord, remember us in the government. Remember our Prime Minister. Do teach him. Open his eyes. Guide him. Restore him. Lord, raise up deliverers, leaders of integrity into the land. O Lord, deliverers in the land. Order the councils of state. Raise up those who fear thy name to rule over us. Bless our Queen. Undertake from the throne when she's gone. Lord, hear the cries of the remnant. Raise up those to go forth out of Zion. to blow the trumpet as in former years. Whether thus saith the Lord, declaring the whole counsel of God. O Lord, have mercy on England and these British islands. Turn us unto thee, turn us unto thee. Now, Lord, we thank thee for thy mercies, art worthy of our praise. O, may we ever remember thy great goodness to us. Daily mercies, answers to prayer, helps by the way, preservation. But, O Lord, those gospel mercies, thy word, thou art the glory of it. We bless you for thy word, may it be living bread. May we behold thee in it. Oh, may it be a speaking to us. We thank thee for the throne of grace. We acknowledge it. And where else should we go, Lord? May we pour out our heart unto thee. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. May we hear from thee, Lord. We thank thee for Zion. Open the doors once more. We humbly pray, give us patience, but we plead with thee for it. Lord, we thank thee for thy coming to this earth. We thank thee, Lord, for thy dying, thy precious blood. Lord, thy sacrifice. O Lord, thy vicarious sufferings and sacrifice, the laying down of thy life, the taking it up again, the glory of the empty tomb, the resurrection, thy ascending in glory, thy appearing now in heaven for us. Oh, we bless thee. Help us to worship thee now. Now what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise and the reading of thy word. Holy Spirit, bid you bring forth to our hearts, Lord, the power of the gospel, of the Son of God. Bring forth Christ. Seal him as our Redeemer and Saviour and Lord. Remember us in mercy, great God of heaven, holy heavenly Father, plead the name of thy provision, thine only begotten one, before thy face. Ask all things in his name and for his sake, for thy honour and glory. Blessed Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, whom have we in heaven but thee, our great high priest, our forerunner. Come, Lord, come. Come into our lives, come into our hearts. Plead thy name before the throne. Come now, help. Come, bless, come, undertake. Remember thy little ones, thy poor ones, thy needy ones. Bless thy people. Come, come, Lord Jesus, come. We ask in thy worthy name and for thy sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 796. 796. When we pray, or when we sing, or read, or speak, or hear, or do any holy thing, be this our constant care, with a fixed and constant faith, Jesus Christ to keep in view, trusting wholly in his death, in all we ask or do. Hymn 796.
Oh,
complete dependence upon the Lord for all needed blessing and help. I draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, and the last part of verse 5. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. Matthew 11, the last part of verse 5. And I will read the surrounding verses. Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. The poor have the gospel preached to them. John was tried. He was in prison. Modern thinking says that he was turning his disciples over to Christ, knowing he was going to die. I am sure that it would be John's desire, but it certainly appears John was tried. God's people are a tried people, a tempted people. We said this morning, Jesus said to his disciples, Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. John, who pointed out the Lord Jesus, who baptized Christ, had him in his arms to baptize him, now tried, but also confirming his disciples as well. Send them to him, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Go and show John again. At that time, Jesus was healing. As we know the description, dear friend, do you know what it is to be poor? This is the glory of the gospel. Instruction to John concludes almost with this. The poor. Christ is looking ahead onward. The poor. Now, we do not like being poor. It's against nature. In the Adamic fall, we became proud. The Trinity said, Behold, man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And we are proud by nature. And there is such a thing as religious flesh. I know there's the natural flesh. There is the natural mind, and we call that the spiritual flesh. But, you know, there is also plenty of religious flesh, religious baggage, which we carry with us. Denominational talk, dear friend. Oh, that we might know within the light of divine teaching. If we're taught of the Lord, we should be poor in self, having nothing of our own to stand before God. Nothing of our own. No good deeds. Nothing to plead. But are we taught of the gospel of Christ? He is our all and our in all. It's very humbling to be poor. people that are poor can't walk among the great or the rich. There's no inheritance. They're beggars, naturally speaking, and those that are poor in spirit, they're having to pray their way along, helpless and hopeless, in themselves, that is. But oh, God is the God of hope. Jesus is their hope, and he is their helper, a mighty helper. Well, we think we need to speak of what we mean here. Now, take David. I don't think many of us these days are as valiant as David, as mighty as David, as strong as David. What a strong character. What a strong character. A mighty man of valor, but divinely taught of heaven. Oh, David. We often think, when we think of David, what the scriptures declare concerning the son of David. Tremendous. The seed of David. The line of David. This is beyond our understanding. God manifest in the flesh. But to return to David, who was a sinner, but a mighty man, a godly man, a man after God's own heart. This poor man cried. This poor man cried. He's speaking personally. This poor man cried. But that's not his hope, you know. He couldn't rest in his poverty. We're ashamed of our poverty, friends. Don't hide under it. You can't. It's because of sin. It's a mark of our sinnership. It's a constant reminder of our sinnership. But this poor man, this is grace, cried. This is the work of grace. And what is amazing, when a poor man cries and begins to call upon God and plead Jesus' name, the Lord heard him. The Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You look at David's life. How true that is. How true it is. What straits he got into. Some his own fault. Others, the trial of faith. The hatred of Satan. Hatred of the enemy. I think of that sacred psalm concerning a prophecy of Christ and his sufferings uttered by David. Oh, I often repeat this. Oh, may it be precious to our souls. Dear David, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And the night sees and am not silent. Friend, do you know about this? Do you know about this? Is this your pathway? You're in blessed company, you know. You're with David. And what is more, what is the prophecy of? The Son of God. The Son of God. The utterance is on the cross. How can these things be? Because of your sin, friend, and my sin. That's how. Are you taught your sinnership? You'll be poor if you are. But Jesus suffering for our sin. His language is the language of a believer. The believer's language is of Jesus in the sinner's place. What a glorious truth. Oh, friend, don't get used to this. If you're the Lord, you won't get used to this, you know. You keep coming back to it by experience. I'm a worm, a nomad, reproach of men, despised of the people. You couldn't think David would be despised, but he was. He was hated. And so was our blessed Saviour. So was our Redeemer, And don't be surprised if you aren't, dear friend. High, glorious language. And, you know, David, he uttered this, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Is he bringing you up out of an horrible pit? David could pray that. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Poor friend, you can't get yourself out. Temptations, allurements, distractions, vain thoughts, carnality, complacency, the enchanted ground of sleepiness. But he'll bring you out. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And many shall see it and fear, shall trust in the Lord. But I am poor and needy. Oh, you look at your needs. Look at your poverty. What does Zephaniah say? Well, even in the midst of thee, an afflicted and poor people, this is concerning Zion, an afflicted and poor people, they shall trust in the name of the Lord. Now, that is the salvation. That's the deliverance. That's the glory of the gospel. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Friend, to bring us out. Bring us out and bring us up out of the horrible pit and the miry clay, to bring us out of self unto the Lord Jesus, as poor as we are. Jesus' disciples were poor, you know. Have you ever wondered why the Lord Jesus began the glorious Beatitudes on the Sermon on the Mount with that first declaration? He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and what was his first instruction? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Why did he say it? Because his dear people were about him. He was preaching to them. He looked on them. And his disciples, he knew they were poor and they felt it. But Peter might be full of zeal. Peter might be proactive, but he was brought low. Have you been brought low? When you've been brought low, have you made a discovery? The Lord helped me. I was brought low. The Lord helped me. Well, blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, and the dear Son of God who preached this truth himself knew that he was going to be brought low for the sins of those he was going to heal and to call by grace. What tremendous love, tremendous love, tremendous gospel. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Why? Why are they blessed? Not because they're poor. They're going to be blessed out of their poverty. They're going to be rich. Divine love. This man receiveth sinners. Oh, the wretched condition we're saved from. The sins we need purging from. The sins we need forgiven. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus we need. A new heart, a sprinkling on us of the life of the Son of God. The Word of God speaks much of the blood of sprinkling. The Presbyterians use it in a matter of baptism and so forth. In a sense, spiritually, it is so, but well, we won't argue over that one, but we need the life of Christ. The blood, the life was in the blood. The life was in the blood. Sprinkled on our consciences, on our hearts. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well, what a mercy, dear friends, to be made poor as a sinner before God. And you can't, you don't want to stay there. No hiding place there. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor, these poor. Now we have a number of descriptions of poverty before the very words. Someone who is blind, what a disadvantage. It's an awful thing, you know. Jesus begins with this. But think about it. The Pharisee said, are we blind also? After the man who was born blind had been healed, they realized Jesus was speaking against them. They were spiritually blind. It's an awful thing to be naturally blind, but how awful to be spiritually blind. But Jesus speaks here of miracles in sight, in restoring. And the healing of spiritual sight, the restoration or the giving of spiritual sight, perhaps I should say. The blind receive their sight. And the lame walk, a man that can't walk, the disadvantage is, friend, he feels inferior. It's a grief to him, and your poverty is a grief to you. The lame walk in gospel ways, in gospel ordinances. Are you lame in gospel ordinances? Take up thy bed and walk, which is easy to say. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Or take up thy bed and walk. The Lord did both. He knew their faith. He knew the man was a sinner. He knows you need your sins forgiven. Speak the word only, says Jairus, and she shall be made whole. The centurion who sent his servant. The lame walk. Are you weak in gospel ordinances? The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. Well, the awfulness of leprosy, I don't want to dwell on these too long, but the lepers, all the leprosy of sin, Jesus' blood. Ask, dear friends, do you feel so poor in the virtue of Christ's blood? Do you feel you don't fully understand the meaning of the shedding of blood? Has to be a life given. Or you might see Jesus giving his life and knowing his life. You ask him, he'll show it to you. He'll reveal it to you. And we mentioned just now the blood of sprinkling. It was, he gave his life a ransom. He gave it to the church spiritually. It's given and brought to your soul by the Holy Ghost. We live in Christ, dear friend. The church live in him and upon him. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. Oh, do you long for the Lord to speak? When the Lord is silent, you know your poverty. Oh, you cry, Lord, speak. How much longer are you going to be crying? Friend, until he does. And he'll keep you crying until he does. But if you keep crying, he will. He will. It'll be a sad thing. It would be terrible if you stop crying. But that's a mark of grace because you keep crying. The dead are raised. Oh, you feel Do you know the resurrection? What did the Lord Jesus say? A wonderful truth. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, liveth in me and believeth in me. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Friend, you believe this? You may be poor. It's just what you need. I am the resurrection and the life. I will revive thee. I will revive thee. The dead are raised with power and authority. Lazarus and the woman of a widow of Nain's son and so forth. And the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Will the poor have what? The gospel preached. The gospel preached. What is this gospel? The gospel of the kingdom. Jesus went forth and said, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning himself, his own salvation. He was the glory of the kingdom of heaven, and repent. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. A new order, the gospel. John was a harbinger. He preached the baptism of repentance. But Jesus preached the kingdom. Paul said, for I was determined to know nothing among you to the Corinthians save Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is the gospel, a laying down. Now, when we think of the gospel, dear friends, well, may our hearts be directed to the Son of God, to the tremendous grace of God the Father, the love of God, to send forth his only begotten Son, the willingness of Christ to come, and the laying, the suffering, the temptations. Friend, the Holy One sojourned among sinners, the thing he hated. How could he endure? Love to the church, love to his people, love to his Father, obedience to his Father, serving his Father. That's how he endured. On his mission, he must redeem. Friend, love brought him. Love enabled him to continue in weakness, remember? In suffering, the Father hiding his face and dying and taking up his life again, and the Father as one taking it up with him. The gospel, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Why crucified? Because the dear church are crucified with him mystically at Calvary. And then by gracious experience in their heart and affections to all below as pilgrims as they go on. Friend, are you being crucified with Christ now? To all earthly affections. I don't mean you don't love loved ones. Of course you do. But your first affection, serving the Lord, crucified to pleasures, to self-love, forsaking all to follow him. Well, there was that declaration of the gospel, as we have already mentioned the Sermon on the Mount. And our thoughts go back right to New Testament times, where the prophet Isaiah cried, and this is the gospel, look unto me. The poor have the gospel preached to them. Look unto me and be ye saved, or the ends of the earth. Look unto me and be ye saved from all your fears, from self, or the ends of the earth. For I am God. There's none else. I am God. And that God of heaven, who was worshipped and still is worshipped, now more fully revealed through the grace, the glory of his Son, and more established in the hearts of believers now through Christ. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Come ye to the waters, thirsty soul. What are you thirsting after? To know my sins forgiven, to know the Lord is mine. Oh, to be know my feet upon the rock, to be made ready to depart this life, to know the Lord our righteousness. Ho, everyone that thirsteth for living waters, in trouble, in sorrow, in care, in affliction. The poor have the gospel preached to them. Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. Well, there's the poor, aren't they? Nothing. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Ah, this is the gospel. And he that hath no money, nothing, friend, nothing but rags, nothing but filth, nothing but poverty. Come ye, buy and eat. Buy, how can I buy? I've got no money. Buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk. Without money, without price. Wine is strong drink. The doctrines of the gospel to stimulate, to strengthen, to cheer. Friend, and milk for the babes to suck the breasts of consolation of Zion, or Zion's breasts of consolation. Milk, friend, milk. And wine. Wine in for the battle, wine for the fight of faith, and milk for the babe, for the poor, for the needy. Yea, come by wine and milk without money. This means without price, no charge, no charge. God does not charge us anything. Grace is free, friend. The glory is the Lamb's. Grace is free. Christ has paid with his life, put away our sins, paid. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. The poor. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? Self-righteousness, working, trying to be something, trying to please God when you can't. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? And on vanities and on religion and on religiosity, and your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew. Eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness, dying love, resurrection love, redeeming love, everlasting love. The vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. Friend, it will speak. It will not tarry. It will not lie. incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. Hear what the Lord has to say. May the Holy Ghost enlarge it in our hearts. May the gospel open up. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David, we mentioned them just now. This is David's greater son being prophesied here, the gospel being prophesied of Christ by Isaiah. Well, we also think of the word we read in the chapter, at the end of the chapter. We have the description in Isaiah, thirsting and hungry. The psalmist says, hungry and thirsty, their souls painted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them or saved them out of their distresses. But we read at the close of the chapter, the Lord Jesus said, at that time when we read it, I think it's Luke, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit. But here it said, and I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things, this gospel, from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. You know, there are wonderful times when the gospel comes right down and describes us, and we enter into it, babes. You realize it's speaking to you. That's you, a babe in grace. Well, Jesus rejoiced that his Father had revealed this truth himself and his grace unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Dear friends, and you'll see it good as well in your sight. That's oneness with God. And he says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. The Son reveals the glory of his Father unto us. But then he goes on to say, come unto me, come. All that word, come. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Labouring, heavy laden, hard work, weeping, pressing toward the mark. Come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. We think of the call of Jeremiah, and I was so thankful for that opening hymn. Well, I've got to admit, in a personal way, I don't know how many backsliders are listening this evening, but oh dear, I know one or two are, I'm sure, but you know, I'm thankful this gospel, when it is made known, go and proclaim these words to the ward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. If you're a child of God, there'll be a response in your heart, you know. You'll be only thankful to hear this word, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity. That's what you're doing. And that acknowledgement is forsaking it, you know, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. What a shambles. What a terrible description, but how true of some of God's dear people. Think of Peter. Oh, dear friends, think of Solomon. Oh, dear friends, it's fearful, isn't it? and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Perhaps that's all it is. You're in rebellion. You've not obeyed the Lord's voice. It's backsliding. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord. For I am married unto you. Or take you one of a city and two of a family. I'll bring you to Zion. And my thoughts also go back to Isaiah. You know, let the wicked forsake his way. This isn't just a backsliding. This is the gospel to those who know him not as well. It's both. Let the wicked forsake his way. The unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon or multiply, is the meaning, in pardoning, in forgiving, and putting away. You know, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. And also we think of Isaiah in these matters. You know, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus. Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised. Oh, painful, isn't it? Deep waters here. Oh, where's the Lord got to? Where is he? His anger is hot against me. As a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke, turn thou me. This is the prayer. God says, surely I've heard this. I've heard you, friend. He's heard you. Ephraim bemoaning himself, bemoaning to himself, friends, not complaining wrongly, but confessing to himself, full of bitterness, ashamed, longing, thirsting, panting after Christ. Thus chastised me. I was chastised, and as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke, turn thou me. I need teaching. That bullock needs teaching. He needs leading in, doesn't he? He needs breaking in. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, thou the Lord my God. And Ephraim goes on still, and God hears it. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Dear friends, often backsliding sins, some of those can be the sins of youth as well, almost returning as it were. Here's Ephraim, my dear son, wonderful language. Listen, poor one. Listen, needy one. This is God speaking. This is the Trinity speaking. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost together. Is Ephraim, my dear son? What a description. Dear son. Loved son. Is Ephraim, my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Oh, what language. Oh, friend, the gospel. The poor have the gospel. The gospel preached unto them. God earnestly is remembering you still. But he goes on something deeper. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. God's bowels is his compassions, his love, his heart. His love, his feelings, his reaching forth unto sinners. God is a spirit, a God of compassion, a God of mercy. My bowels are troubled for him. The dear Lord Jesus was so troubled for his dear people. He endured the cross, endured the cross. We read this in the book of Judges before Jethro was raised up. His soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. That's God, friend. That's the love of God. That's the God whom we worship, the God whom we seek, the God whom we fear, the God whom we long for. His soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. And well, as we think of these things, we just say this in Hosea. Israel, return unto the Lord thy God. Thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words. Turn to the Lord, say unto him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. So we render the calves of our lips. What does God say? I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For mine anger is turned away from him. The poor have the gospel. What a gospel. What a gospel. Well, we think of the prodigal son who would fain fill his belly with the husk of the swine eat. And then he said within himself, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth and before thee, and am not worthy to be called thy son. And he arose and came to his father. When he was a great way off, his father saw him and ran to him and kissed him. What of the publican that Jesus spoke of? God, be merciful. Is this your prayer? Are you so poor that's all you can pray? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This man went down to his house justified. Jesus, in his preaching, said, I am the bread of life. He that believeth on me shall never hunger. He that cometh to me, I should say, shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. And all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Are you coming? Are you coming? Are you poor? Are you needy? Do you pray? Will you be praying tonight? Will you be praying in the morning? Same old prayers, poor prayers. Will you be calling upon God? Lord, save me or I perish. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me will in no wise cast out. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son, that's by faith, of course, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life. I raise him up at the last day. No man can come to me, except the Father which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Dear friends, are you going in prayer? Are you calling on Jesus? Being drawn of the Father? Well, come unto me, all you that labour. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Dear Peter needed that gospel afresh. And Jesus came to them. And walking on the sea, and they were afraid. And he said, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. Are you toiling and rowing? I see the time is almost gone. I better make haste. And Peter answered, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come. And Jesus said unto him, come, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But we knew what happened, don't we? He saw the wind boisterous. He was afraid. Beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. What a ready saviour. He stretched out his arm and caught him. Oh, thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt, friend? Wherefore didst thou doubt? Right down to the close of Scripture, we have these wonderful declarations. On the Spirit and the Bride, say come. There is a double meaning here in this particular verse. There is the double blessing. There is the gospel calling the poor sinner. There is the poor sinner calling Christ to come. And the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, in the uppercase is the S for the Spirit there. The Spirit and the Bride, the Church, say, come. And he goes on to speak, and let him that heareth say, come. Is that your desire? Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. It goes on. Let him that is athirst come. There's the gospel. Him that is athirst. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Freely. Can, oh, the poor tried one, can hardly believe that all he's got to do is trust and wait. He needs the Holy Ghost. Are you looking for some act, some massive act? The simplicity of the gospel reaches your heart. Christ has done everything for the church. He's done everything for sinners. He's suffered for their sin. He's answered at justice. He died for their sin. He laid down his life as a ransom, a substitute, and rose triumphant, conquering hell, conquering sin in us. Sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, but under grace. What a fresh discovery. Sovereign love, sovereign grace, free grace, free love. The Lord has done it all. Well, are you looking to him? From the end of the earth, when I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. The Lord Jesus said at the end of this chapter, did he not? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh. And Paul brings out in the Hebrews concerning being a priest forever. That means without beginning, without end, after the order of Melchizedek. You know, who in the days of his flesh, this is Christ, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. That's your Lord and Master. That's Jesus in your place. So are you moved towards him? Can you see a beauty? The Lord Jesus had to cry for you. Strong crying and tears unto his Father, able to save him from death. As he trembled, your sins were charged to him, sins imputed. Bearing the curse for you, for sinners, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Though you were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation, unto all them that obey him. Are you obeying him in your conscience, taking up your cross? Friend, the simplicity of obedience to Christ is following. The pathway to heaven is following him. Well, what a beauty we see here. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. You know, bring it unto me. Bring him unto me, says Jesus. Bring him unto me. Bring your case. Bring your care. Are you with that poor man? Lord, I believe. Help thy man unbelief. Why did he say it? Because Christ said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You're so poor, you're like that man. Lord, I believe. I'm half believing, but I've got unbelief. How can it be? Look at my son. Look at my case. Look, he's foaming. It's no good. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Well, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Friend, are you looking to the Lord Jesus? Oh, for faith as a grain of mustard seed, or to remove the mountains of unbelief, the mountains of sin, the mountains of backsliding, the mountains of guilt, the mountains of impossibility, the mountains of all the blocks in my heart. Oh, faith as a grain of mustard seed, the sound of this mountain, Jesus, to remove it into yonder place, into yonder sea, and it shall remove. Faith as a grain of mustard seed. That's all your faith is if you're poor, isn't it? Like a grain of mustard seed. We'll have to leave the word, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish will preach for us on Tuesday evening, as Mr. Timothy Barker is unable to preach because of the severe affliction of his dear wife. God willing, there will be a prayer meeting for members on Friday evening at 8 o'clock, and Mr. Jonathan Buss will preach for us next Lord's Day at 10:30 and 6:30. Our closing hymn is 1060. 1060. Weary of wandering from the Lord, and now made willing to return, I hear and bow me to the rod, for now not without hope I mourn. There is an advocate above, a friend before the throne of love. Hymn 1060.
Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.